go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The majority leader for the Alabama House, Scott Stadhagen, is coming out strong against unionization here in the state. Stadhagen writes an opinion piece for 1819 News in which he says the United Auto Workers Union is selling snake oil to the hard workers here in Alabama within auto manufacturing plants. Stadhagen says his opinion is based on experience that started in his childhood when a family member worked at a factory. Stadhagen says the unions make promises of getting more for the workers without revealing how much those workers will pay in order to establish the union leaders, many of which have been convicted of financial crimes in the last 5 years. Stadhagen also listed the history of unions being here in Alabama in other industries where the unions ultimately voted to close down the plants, leaving Alabamians without jobs. He says the unions are the biggest multi-level marketing scams in the country, and Stadhagen does not want Alabama to be their next target. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
Police in Jefferson County are looking into a weekend shooting in Adamsville that left one person dead. The shooting victim is identified as 52-year-old Patrick Johnson. The Centerville mayor is telling ABC 3340 News that a man who drowned in the Cahaba River was running from police and either fell or jumped into that river. The drowning victim has been identified as 27-year-old Tristan Shepard. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to Carroll's Carpet Montgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Hold on to your butts.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour of the program. Here locally, we call it News and Views. Online, we've been calling it Joey Clark Live. You can go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube, like and subscribe, or go to at the Joey Clark on the X platform. A lot of folks watching on X today, and I appreciate all the love. And I will say, though I am about to talk about one of Alabama's own, Congressman Mike Rogers, who's been there, by the way, folks, since 2002. 22 years up there in the United States Congress. No wonder the man serves as one of the most powerful people in Washington, being chair of the House Armed Services Committee. But indeed, it is a strange disposed time, but men may construe things after their fashion, clean from the purpose of the things themselves. Politicians rarely pursue their purposes independent from the necessities they face. Prudence demands they respond to practical incentives rather than fall on the sword of their principles. But differently, the practicality may be the truest and sharpest principle in politics, allowing political practitioners to cut loose the creeping cowardice of conscience, fashioning their choices as if they had no choice at all. In normal times, such a practical approach rarely invites controversy or confusion. Political normalcy breeds a stable and dominant incentive structure that all politicians must accept as the only game in town, leading to a fairly smooth and predictable process for power to be administered. But normalcy only lasts so long. A given game may be dominant for a short time, even a few generations. But eventually, the same game develops blind spots, sowing the seeds of its own destruction and ushering in strange times. In strange times, wherein once trusted institutions and dominant interest begin fading in power and prestige, practicality can then cut in many different directions, revealing new paths for ambition to tread. Such a cycle is largely inevitable, and Americans are in the midst of such a cyclical change. Strange times have befallen the United States to much controversy, confusion, division, and dissent. America's apple of discord was in part revealed in recent comments from Alabama's Representative Mike Rogers. Ukraine is the sticker, Rogers told the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce regarding the funding of the Ukrainian war. Here's the problem. We have some ignorant members. They're not stupid. Some of them are stupid. Most of them are just ignorant about the topic. Rogers continued his laments in an interview with Capital Journal's Todd Stacey, blaming the changed media landscape as the cause of American discord. Quote, I'm of the opinion cable TV and social media is what's really driving this problem because in cable TV, you know, these different cable news networks, they're so-called news. They're really opinion networks. They pick a business model that goes after a certain demographic. They really pander to that and they keep them stirred up, keep the eyeballs on the TV. All that stuff creates hostility itself, but social media is just taking gas and throwing it on the fire. We have members where their sole source of funding is online. Fundraising is online. And the way they get the online contributions is do something outrageous on camera, whether it's on the floor with the media that they can tweet out to get the small dollar donors. They raise enormous sums of money doing it. So I don't know the answer. I don't think social media is going away anytime soon, or cable TV networks. But it has really distorted the process. In my mind, Rogers is only partially correct. The media landscape has changed. The performative outrage machine is very real. But the crucible all Americans face seems too scalding to be reduced to an outgrowth of social media and cable news. Divisive and dismissive propaganda didn't begin in 2010 or with cable news or social media. Rogers' branding of those who disagree with establishment foreign policy goals as ignorant or stupid is just another tired example of the disparagement tactics so characteristic of the shoddy discourse surrounding American foreign policy. Rogers' tactics aren't all that different from those he criticizes, nor are his motivations. Rogers is responding to incentives and interest, including monetary incentives, from the traditional donor class, just as much as the next guy in politics, or maybe more so given he's the chairman of one of the most powerful committees in Congress. That said, I would never reduce Rogers down to being a paid stooge for the military-industrial complex. I must believe that the man is more complex than an uncharitable caricature. I don't know him. But I'm willing to believe Mike Rogers is earnest in his preferred policy outcomes, genuinely frustrated by congressional dysfunction, and probably much more clever and hardworking than the average bear. A workhorse, not a show horse, as they say. I am also willing to believe Rogers sincerely wants to see the United States prosper and secured against any potential threats the nation may face. And if the United States is to brave the ominous horizons of AI, quantum computing, or the race to dominate low Earth orbit, or even the moon, will probably need the insights and experiences of someone like Rogers. The crucible we face as a nation, it takes all types. That said, in the spirit of goodwill, I'm prepared to issue an apology. Congressman Rogers, Mike, I'm sorry I compared you to Liz Cheney, especially in appearance. I also apologize for making a cheap wisecrack about your hair. If you say it's real, I believe you. However, sir, when you spout the conventional Beltway foreign policy wisdom on Ukraine, I, like millions of my fellow Americans, do not believe you anymore. It isn't personal. The majority of the GOP base disagrees with the American foreign policy establishment on Ukraine. Maybe we disbelieve to our own detriment, but I am simply describing reality here. Americans feel betrayed by their political elite, especially the foreign policy elite. That is the American apple of discord. Everyday folks have watched these last 20 years with dismay, leading to immense distrust in all major American institutions, becoming far too familiar with America's bodyguard of lies and all her foreign policy adventures. Yes, propaganda will always be part of the anarchic game of geopolitics, but as you know, there isn't one sole propaganda game in town any longer. Mind you, new media isn't just for obnoxious tweets and performance art from the likes of AOC or MTG. Americans who disbelieve the conventional foreign policy narrative can now listen to long-form conversations, like the one Lex Fridman had with Professor John Mearsheimer, or the one Tucker Carlson recently had with retired Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor. They could do this without gatekeeping from corporate media, including cable news networks. Maybe Mearsheimer, MacGregor, and other critics of conventional American foreign policy are mistaken in their assessments. Fair enough. But they remain more trustworthy than corporate news to millions of Americans. You should probably ask yourself why. To dismiss critics of American foreign policy as stupid or ignorant simply won't cut it any longer. After all, the critics aren't the ones who have been running the show for two decades. The necessities we face are shifting for all to see. The game is changing. Now that men may more freely construe things to their own fashion, if we are ever to get back to the purpose of things themselves, we may need to fall on our swords and resign ourselves to creating a new game together, rather than bemoaning the loss of old ways. 272-9228, if you want to hop in on the program. That will be released tomorrow as an op-ed for 1819 News. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, how you doing?
Ah, the sun's going behind the moon! Oh, we're gonna die!
The lunatic is on the grass.
It's a sign. Oh, no. It's an apocalyptic sign.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, I want to listen to the Dark Side of the Moon, at least the B-side. Woo.
Yeah, something. So anyway, you know, Mike Rogers. I like Mike Rogers.
I don't know him. I disagree with him. I'll put it that way.
I mean, like, as in, I think he's doing a good job, like, okay, so. But now, you know, it kind of brings to mind this, you know, this particular discussion that you're having. It brings to mind the, you know, whole term limits debate to me. And, you know, although this is a diversion, you know, there's a downside to term limits that you have to acknowledge. And that is, man, somebody that's been up there a while, if you're mandatorily losing them, there is a brain trust, at least of experience, that you're losing.
Sure.
And you're having to start all the way. You know, that might be good, that might not be good. I don't know. I'd say a 50-50 tie in most instances. But anyway, I think Mike Rogers did a pretty good job. I really wanted to talk about this Eileen Cannon case.
Sure, go ahead.
And then, was it Florida?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, the documents case.
Okay, so, right. So, you know, just a refresher. So, this is where the FBI went in there and they said, oh, Trump's got all these classified documents. Trump declassified them all. So, there's this big argument. Well, were they declassified or were they not? Judge Napolitano and others have weighed in on the show. And so, you know, the bottom line is, for me, the Supreme Court has already adjudicated this at the Clinton socks drawer. The gavel is down on it. And unless and until they want to change that, then Trump has every right to do what he did. Not only that, but if they do change it, he was operating under the old gavel. So they really can't do anything about it. There's Jack Smith's character, as far as I can gather. Now, you know, it's kind of, well, there's some things that are not clear. Well, exactly what is Trump charged with?
Well, and can I jump in here? Because his rationale keeps shifting, right? Where first, is it the, like, you know, the document, like the what, the Espionage Act? Or is it the deal with the National Archives? Or is it a Biden executive order that's the basis for these charges?
He's just all over the map, man. Yeah. And not only, it sounds to me like he just wants to go ahead and have the trial and then, you know, sign the crime.
Right.
That, to me, is kind of what is going on here. Or have the trial and see what else he can fish up. Moreover, the reason, you know, all these people are complaining about Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon, is because, you know, she's just saying, look, you can't have your cake and eat it too, Jack Smith. Either you're going to go ahead and charge him with something, and, you know, back up. He does not want the jury to see the classified document. Unbelievable. You know, so, you know, he's just going to say, oh, they're classified, and the jury can't see them. That's ridiculous. Of course the jury can see them, you know. So, you know, he's just fishing, you know, and he doesn't have very good bait, to be honest with you. There's the only thing that's really going on here right now is just a big media event.
Yeah.
That's all. And there's nothing, obviously, there's nothing there for them to really convict on or anything. Had they had that, the DOJ at the national level would have done something, but they know they can't get anything done there. So they parcel out all these things to the state to have these show trials, you know, and that's what's going on. But the very idea that Jack Smith is going to say, well, these files are classified. Well, let's see what you're talking about. No, they're classified. You can't see them, jury.
Just trust us that they are.
Yeah, just trust us. They are classified, and you just got to do what we say. What in the world is he talking about? So if anybody's under any kind of notion that this is a fair trial, let me disabuse them of that idea right up front. It's not. So, anyway, there you go.
Oh, and I think this whole lawfare strategy is starting to backfire.
I think so.
It plays right in the idea that all they do is crap on Trump. They've been after Trump in an unfair way, even before he was sworn in as president.
You know, and not only that, but that's kind of the way they have kept all of us in check all these years, too, or anybody else that might want to challenge them on anything they might want to do. They own the court system. Not all of it, but enough of it to where they could use that power and influence to carry out their liberal agenda in spite of the unconstitutionality of those agendas. Because who wants to go up there and spend a bunch of money being raked over the coals in court? Who has the money to do it?
You know, right. So, well, and they would love to have a situation like, I don't know if you've been following much of the fight between this judge in Brazil and Elon Musk over, you know, X.
No, I haven't.
So there was a Supreme Court justice, Alexander de Moraes, I believe, let's say just some justice from Brazil. And he's ordered an investigation into Elon Musk after Musk vowed to defy a court order as part of an ongoing probe into social media accounts allegedly spreading misinformation and quote-unquote hate speech. He goes on to say, the flagrant conduct of obstruction of Brazilian justice. Man, is it like the steakhouse? Incitement of crime, the public threat of disobedience of court orders, and future lack of cooperation with the platform are facts that disrespect the sovereignty of Brazil. Musk then called this judge Brazil's Darth Vader over the weekend.
Yeah, well, that Brazil has gone to the dark side not because they wanted to, but because they were defrauded in their last election too by all of these globalists. I guarantee, I'm telling you, we're going to find out that there were just not as many votes as, you know, they say there were for that other cat, and they're following the same pattern as the national socialist over here, which is to jail their political opponent.
Yeah, and this is also an amazing time where you might have a rogue elite like Musk kind of overthrowing the power structure of a country. I think Musk said that this judge had brazenly and repeatedly betrayed the Constitution and people of Brazil, and he should be resigned or be impeached. And, you know, that Musk's got a bigger platform than this judge does.
Well, and that is a sweet, sweet bit of justice there that comes down from folks like, you know, Musk, who they're just not afraid, you know, the little tin horn dictator type style, especially, well, anywhere, really.
Right.
So I'm glad to see it. All right, guys. Well, listen, enjoy the eclipse and the apocalypse to come. I'm going to go put my tinfoil hat back on, okay?
All right, appreciate it, Papa B. Don't look up too much.
All right, bye.
Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to hop in, just like Papa B did. Let's hit this break. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values.
but a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, as the talk of lawfare against Donald John Trump continues, another criticism of a potential Trump presidency is that he's going to weaponize the justice system. And he said it. Don't you love how politics has dropped its pretenses? You know, I've said many times on this show, you know, the locker up crowd, I get where y'all are coming from, but how does that make my life better to see somebody in bars? Doesn't really. Seems a little masturbatory, excuse me, pardon me. Doesn't accomplish much, I'll put it that way. I would much rather just give pink slips to millions of folks that shouldn't be in positions of power. I'd much rather see a productive change and reframe, if you could put it that way, of our system while remembering, say, older customs and ways and some of our basic principles. That's where I'm coming from. But, you know, Trump keeps saying now, vengeance will be my success. But there was an amazing reaction. I don't know if y'all know who Kash Patel is, but there are now rumors that Kash Patel will be named Attorney General of these here United States. Now, Kash Patel was the investigator that was working hand-in-hand with Devin Nunes on the House Intelligence Committee. He is featured prominently in Amanda Mealy's movie documentary, The Plot Against the President. If you don't know Amanda Mealy, I believe the daughter of John Mealy, who did Red Dawn, and she's a great filmmaker in her own right. And I encourage you to go. It's based on Lee Smith's book, The Plot Against the President. And Kash Patel is a big character, let's say, in this story. He is the one who essentially was able to see through the BS being thrown his way by the FBI, by the CIA, by the intelligence community, and by so many others. And so, let's put it this way. Kash Patel is young. Kash Patel is talented. Kash Patel is nobody's fool. And he's willing to also stick his neck out there. He's not afraid of getting it chopped or squeezed. So, with the news that Kash Patel, being who he is, having that experience and that constitution to himself personally, the idea that he would become the next Attorney General of the United States under President Trump has some folks nervous. One of them, apparently, is Alex Wagner.
who is an MSNBC host. Let's listen in to this lovely lady.
But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's Attorney General of the United States to run the Justice Department is this guy.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
Hold on to your butts.
That is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to Trump's Secretary of Defense, a man who is apparently on the short list for attorney general if Donald Trump retakes office. Now, Trump has not been shy about his desire to weaponize the DOJ and use it to go after his enemies. And we should probably take him at his word about that. I do think he is serious. But don't just take it from me. Last month, Trump announced that all of the January 6th committee members should go to jail. And today, the LA Times interviewed some of those members to ask how seriously they were taking those threats. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said, "One thing I learned on the committee is to pay attention and listen to what Trump says because he means it. If he intends to eliminate our constitutional system and start arresting his political enemies, I guess I would be on that list."
Now, I'm going to keep playing this, but keep in mind that they are literally trying to put Trump in jail. They're coming up with every cockamamie gobbledygook scheme they can to seize this man's properties, to destroy his entire business, to ruin him. If they could exile him to St. Helena, they would. You probably want to go right to that, not Elba, because Trump will come back. But they are literally doing what they are saying they're worried about Trump doing. Is it pretty? Is this the way things should work? No. But, you know, you're going to fight fire with fire, right? Just remarkable. But let's keep going. Keep going, Alex Wagner.
The paper also interviewed Congressman Adam Schiff, who Trump made one of his top political enemies. Schiff told the Times that he is having real-time conversations with his staff about how to make sure he stays safe if Trump follows through on his threats. So the danger here is apparently very real. And the Biden administration is doing something about it. Right before Trump's potential future Attorney General Kash Patel told Steve Bannon that he would use the government to go after Trump's enemies, Patel laid out what he thinks would need to happen within the government to empower him. He'd have to clean house.
Good.
Do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order the first couple of months so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-round is we got to put in all America patriots top to bottom.
Well, today the Biden administration issued a new rule, an attempt to Trump-proof the White House. The rule strengthens job protections for federal workers so Trump can't just clean house and replace everyone in the executive branch with MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters. So,
wait, by what authority did you make that new rule? By executive authority? Can't executive authority be reversed by a future executive? New rule. We've come up with a new rule using the power of the executive branch. They're an article, too, right?
Yes. Trump could still try to go after his enemies, and he could still try to install someone like Kash Patel as the attorney general to do so. But that attorney general would have a much harder time going full banana republic if the people actually carrying out the work under him were career government workers and not political stooges.
Wait. Are we a republic run by our actual elected representatives or by career people that have never even seen an election or been up for a vote?
If a duly elected president can't actually run the executive branch, what the hell sort of system do we have? And in fact, ma'am, this has been the critique. It's the new critique. And there are, I guess, some folks still playing the usual Republican-Democrat partisan crap game that don't seem to get it. There are a lot of us on the right hand, some even on the left, to their credit, who are tired of this professional managerial class that loves to manage problems to death without finding any solution, who gets rewarded even for their failures. Doesn't matter if you make a good impact, as long as you made an impact and you know how to play the game, here's your promotion. Keep climbing that ladder through the bureaucracy, you career people. There are a lot of us that are tired of this managerial elite that seems to think they're actually the ones in charge, not the people's duly elected representatives. Why do they think that? Because it's probably true, and has been true for way too long. Now, they could be safe and cushy in their positions if the results for everyday Americans were better. But a lot of folks, not even folks that are all that political, like very apolitical people, are starting to wake up to this. That why is everything so damn expensive, so much more expensive than it was a few years ago? Why is it that we're always kind of freaked out? Fear, fear, fear. Let's hop into the next war. Why is it that a few, like, C-suites and a few, say, financiers and, like, say, you know, like a BlackRock, how is it these few companies are able to create this whole social agenda and push it on the entire country? Why is it that you even have, like, librarians and executives or bureaucrats within the university system just thumbing their nose to those who are duly elected? It's because it's a system. It probably did some great things, but it did its best work 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And now they've worn out their welcome. These are the same folks that before Trump is even sworn in, use the powers of the national security state, the powers of corporate media, which if you slap Ministry of Information, say on the New York Times or NBC, I don't think their jobs change. They use the power of the national security state, of the intelligence community, of the corporate media to try to frame this man for treason. We have not forgotten that. You got to keep in mind, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I didn't trust him. You know what? I still don't trust him. I don't trust anybody running for office. Any man who wants the job probably doesn't need the job. But we live in an imperfect world. And I'm getting a little tired of us pretending we're this democracy, or actually, young man, we're a democratic republic, when we're neither. When we're an oligarchy run by this managerial elite that is creating bad outcomes for everyday people. And yet, if you want to actually clean house, if you actually want the executive to be the executive, well, you're the one who wants the banana republic, not me. We'll see. 272-9228. Hey, let's see who this is on line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just calling about this, the projection that liberals and Democrats have been doing for the past 4 years is mind-blowing. All they are, they're telling you what they're doing and saying Trump's going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this projection. I mean, they just, and they pretty much tell you what they're going to end up doing. I mean, we are a banana republic. They are turning the judicial system into some third world legal system. You know, it's just, they project all this stuff, and they really don't care. They just want to say it on TV so people that are morons believe that Trump's going to do all this stuff when they're actually doing it right now.
Well,
and by the way,
yeah.
public employee unions are probably the worst. Now, I have nothing against other unions, but public employee unions are probably the worst things ever happened to this country. You're negotiating with somebody that takes your money and sends it out for salaries. You know,
right. Takes it against your will.
Yeah. How do you negotiate that? I mean, that's ridiculous. My thing would be, I'd be a union buster. I'd bust apart every public employee union in the federal government. There's no reason for them to even be existing. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's just they project everything they're saying they're doing.
Well, and then what's amazing is, like I mentioned in passing in my little rant there, that there are people on the left who get it. RFK Jr. gets this. Like, his main selling point is this merger of corporate and state control that has made people unhealthy, that has corrupted so many of our institutions, and that is laid at the feet of the, for lack of a better word, the managerial elite. And I love that there are more and more Americans waking up to this problem, even if they're not very sophisticated in their understanding. They're starting to notice something doesn't seem right when they keep saying, protect our democracy, protect our democracy. Something's fishy.
And we talk about Brazil and X being what they, to get rid of stuff and all this kind of, but the funny part is the U.S. government did that during COVID. What's the difference between some goofball in a black robe down in Brazil than the managerial state telling people to get rid of ivermectin on the internet, which, by the way, FDA finally had to come out and take that off their website,
right?
That, ivermectin was just nothing but a dewormer,
right?
It couldn't be used for COVID. That's going on daily in this country.
Well, I guess the difference was, at least in Brazil, it was a judge saying it clearly. I think it's worse in the United States because our judges don't like this. There have been rulings against those practices. But we had folks kind of in the bureaucracy, in the managerial elite, and making decisions for everybody with no oversight or law.
Yeah. As they say, they can give you can get 4 to 8 years in a president, right? But, that just because they're thought of in the managerial class, that's 4 to 8 years we have to just deal with this guy.
Right.
We're going to be here a lot longer than they are. And good luck getting us out because, again, public employee unions, these protections, what Biden's doing, you can't get rid of these folks. They're
right.
So deep and entrenched. And honestly, I think what we see, remember how during Obama's era, there was nothing. What did he do? What did Obama do? He just really didn't do anything. But I know what he did. He was packing the federal government full of all his lackeys to do what he's done. And so when you have someone like Trump come in, to be able to turn the ship is almost impossible.
Right.
Because they're going to wait you out.
Well, and for instance, why do you think they impeach him over the perfect phone call with Zelensky? It's not necessarily, Trump's trying to get dirt on his political opponent. That's, I think, the cover of the book, but what they're worried about is Trump was about to uncover a decade plus, maybe two decades of work that the State Department had been doing in Ukraine, and he was about to give the game away, and so no wonder they went after him. And if you all remember those impeachment hearings with Yovanovitch or whatever her name was, or some of these other bureaucrats here in the State Department, you could see, these are the folks who actually run the show. And they do not like being questioned or having plans they've been working on for a decade plus blown up by this loudmouth president.
Yeah, I mean, look at Victoria Nuland. I mean, her fingerprints have been all over Ukraine for over 20 years.
Yep.
She's been involved, and she finally steps away, but that doesn't mean anything. All her lackeys are still going to be there in the State Department doing their thing. The managerial class, this is what happens. And George Bush was probably the beginning of the end, because with the Patriot Act and increasing government spending because of war on terrorism and all this stuff, we made this government so bureaucratic and huge, it's almost impossible to get rid of these folks.
Well, and there's something I always remember that W told, of all people, Glenn Beck in the Oval Office, and he was trying to tell it to Beck, saying, relax, I can't screw it up too much. He said, you don't understand how little power I have. And it's always happening, especially in foreign policy. They box in presidents. And if you try to buck that trend, then they're going to buck back.
Yep. And then when Trump was first elected, remember he had to shoot some missiles over in Syria?
Yeah.
So this will be the last time I do this? Well,
right.
They didn't like that. I'm sure Raytheon and all these other people said, this is not good for business.
But you got to love Trump's tellings. And by the way, there are moments where Trump's storytelling is just that storytelling. Like, his recent explanation of how he endorsed Katie Britt in Alabama was just fairy tale. It was just not true. So I take everything with a grain of salt. But I remember he's like, well, when we did the missile strike,
You know, President Xi, tough guy, smart guy, runs a billion people in China. He was sitting right there enjoying the chocolate cake at Mar-a-Lago, and I announced to him, you know, we just fired these missiles in Syria.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, we did. You better watch out, Xi. I'm a tough guy. It's just
absurd. It really is. But
well, it is something else. But again, I think the public employee union, if you busted any union, that would be the one you need to bust and break apart. There's no reason for it. And the bureaucracy that you're going to be about to write a check to on April, whatever it is this year, you know, that's funding it. You're funding your own demise in a sad way, unfortunately.
Well, I appreciate the call, Chris.
Yeah, man, anytime.
Let's go to line 3. You're on there. Who's this?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, Randall.
It's saying fellas rolls off the tongue, but I can't call you fella. What's up, fella? I don't know, man. It's different. I don't know if saying fellas is I don't know.
I mean,
man.
If you want to, you can call me a cracker if you like.
Nah. No, bro, ain't nothing brittle about you. You don't crack on nothing, right?
Yeah, but I do honk, so you can go with another term if you like.
There you go. And then, but I don't know. It just seems when you say fella, it seems like it's more of a, I don't know, maybe not a positive thing. I don't know. Maybe my grandmama hollered at me too much. Like, yeah. Get out of the garden. Hey, fella, get out of the garden. Maybe it's the first day, so I don't know. But anyway, what you were saying about how they can do, how they make us, you know what I mean, the whole world turn on a dime. Like I always tell you, know, we're like a pool table. We got 6 pockets, and we can choose anyone we want. But right. We always end up where they want us. The Pentagon's got the perception management, and they added the influence office after 9/11. I don't forget which one they added at 9/11. Anyway, they added one of either the influence office or the perception management office after 9/11, and it was supposedly to kind of make kind of the terrorism perception of America different and what we was doing to combat what they did. And it was all a lie to turn and use, you know what I mean, to just use it more on us instead of like some of them other programs that had already running. And, you know, they just changed it right in front of us. And then you take yourself, you think, when you think French, you really think, you think soft? They don't do nothing. They didn't do well. And believe it or not, their term up was in Haiti because man, they slaughtered and murdered people. It was god awful. Mm-hmm. The French did become. So it's like they give each country their little term due and you know up, just like with the CIA with Bush. You know him being in Texas when JFK was killed. You know what I mean? That he gets the key, you know, the key to the White House. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's like, that's kind of like how it feels. Man. I don't know. I just kind of going bouncing off what you were saying. How did they get the whole world to turn on their dime? Because we're not the only country that's putting LGBTQ flags in our military. There's 21 others. And so, and there was a project for that. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was named after a boy or girl name. Like, oh, they could be used either way. I do know that it was a by name,
like Pat.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it wasn't Pat. It was a little. It wasn't so harsh. It rolled off your tongue a little easier. But
Leslie.
I find that. I go back and look. It's hard to keep up with everything if I keep. You know what I mean?
Sure, man.
You can't. It was 21 countries that was all in this. And so they got us all looking at different things and not paying attention and talking to each other. We got this means of communication, but all we do is watch what's going on in the other world, what they show us on TV, when I know it's a lie for a fact that it's all propaganda.
Oh, like, yeah, and like I think, for instance, the Pentagon has a huge movie budget, and you better believe that there are... There are a lot of Americans who sadly look at, say, the history of World War II and they think it's a Marvel movie. And it just ain't that way. It never has been that way. History's messy. The reasons these wars started was incredibly messy and complicated. And yet we kind of love our good guy, bad guy moral melodrama.
Yeah, and Anyway,
well, I'm out of time here, Randall, but I appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Later. Thanks.
We got to hit our break, and hopefully we'll have Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the other side. More news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final minutes here of news and views in the afternoon. Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Let's go to the phones, talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing all right. Did you look up at all?
I don't blame him. He probably want to go home and put on his glasses and stare at the sun for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, and I think he, well, I don't know what he's up to when he's alone, but did you look up at all?
I did. Actually, one of my buddies from Uganda texted me and said, please tell me you're looking at the eclipse. And I said, well, I'll go home and get my glasses. Because they were like, just so I could say I had a friend that actually got to see it. So I went home and watched it for a good 2 seconds and went back to work.
Yeah, it's. I've been seeing images from NASA on the TV here, and it is something to behold. All right,
it's neat. We get to see another one in what, 2074 or something.
Ah, yes.
Oh, 45. Greta corrected me. I might be around. Dad won't be around for that one. Yeah, he probably will be. He'll be 110 sitting up here still fussing at me.
So how's it going there at the store? Everybody paying attention, even though the solar eclipse is above?
We are. We're all busy. Everybody's over typing on their computers, acting like they're working at least, except for David. He's watching some movie. I don't know what he's watching. I'm saying call David. He's bored. Everybody else is working their panties off right now. And we got a customer carrier. Hey, guys, don't forget that carpet. We got a customer carrier the carpet in now. So, hey, if y'all need a floor, call us, 285-8117. We're going to give you the best price possible. We're going to handle all the furniture, all everything. All it takes is a phone call, 285-8117.
Again, that number, 285-8117. And be sure to tell them you heard Ray on the radio with that Joey guy when you do call.
Hey, have a great afternoon.
You too, Ray. Oh, we're pretty much out of time here. I'm trying to think, what did we learn today? Well, Trump released his statement on abortion. He thinks it should be left up to the states to decide. I tend to agree with him. I think on many issues, we should leave it much more to local control as possible, all the way down to the individual, is my general point of view. Oh, we learned that, of course, we're not crazy. That Janet Yellen in the White House and so many others had said, oh, the 80,000 new IRS agents will only be for us to go after the millionaires and billionaires. What's actually become the billionaires and trillionaires? Mm-hmm. I love, by the way, an institution whose budget is in the trillions of dollars complaining about billionaires. It's like, and y'all don't get your money by earning it necessarily. You take it from people by force. Those people skeptical of the 80,000 new IRS agents. Yeah, it'll only be for the billionaires and millionaires and trillionaires. Well, about 60% of the new cases have been brought against folks who make less than 200 grand a year. Why do you need to look into, say, apps like Venmo or Cash App and all this money being moved around? Why is it you have to tell your bank, hey, I want my 10 grand out? They go, why do you need it, sir? Well, I don't have to tell you a damn thing is the answer. Give me my money. So what a world we're entering into. We were not crazy. They, in fact, are using it to put more restrictions on everyday people. We're seeing that Israel said, hey, we're withdrawing from southern Gaza. The invasion of Rafah has been put on an indefinite hold. They are back engaging in, ceasefire talks. The Vatican came out very strongly condemning sex change operations, gender theory, and surrogate motherhood, even, in a new doctrinal note. Actually, fascinating reading. Even if you're not a Roman Catholic and you don't feel affinity to the pontiff, well, it is an interesting take. One that honestly does not surprise me, given what I know of the faith I was raised in. And, of course, it was a great WrestleMania weekend. Actually love seeing how many folks got back to watching wrestling. Great story for Cody Rhodes and the whole organization there. Really cool to see happen. Yeah, it's fake. It's like, yeah, well, it's better than watching you put all your hopes and dreams on Caitlin Clark. I was warning them, don't put all the hype on this 20-something-year-old lady. Like, you know, there's a lot of basketball still left to be played. Now, give me the pre-script stuff all day, every day. Sometimes it's a much better story at the end of the day. No, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. Happy hour with Greg Budell and the lovely and talented Rosie Brock. Well, they're next. Y'all stay tuned.